Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Mary Hutchinson, chair of the Stewart Centennial Committee. The committee is asking residents for photos of Stewart, a project entitled 100 Photos in 100 Days, to help bring the city's history to life through photos of community events and people. The official centennial date for the incorporation of the city of Stewart is May 7th, 2014. Mary, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Who were the early settlers of Stewart, and what brought them here?
Stewart was originally named Potsdam by the German settlers in 1892, and it became Stewart later in 1895. Mainly, they were commercial fishermen and pineapple growers who came down here for those industries and for, obviously, the nicer weather, why a lot of people have moved here to Florida.
Tell me about 100 photos in 100 days.
Yeah, we kicked this off a couple months ago. Trying to get 100 photos in 100 days was our goal, because we want to gather photos that encompass the entire 100 years of our city. The museums and Sandra Thurlow are very good at the older pictures, so we kind of have that covered. But it's really the pictures from like the 60s on that we are kind of having a hard time with. So a lot of people think, oh, that's not important. But we want photographs to show the entire 100 years of our city. And it could be something when Memorial Park opened just a couple years ago. So we are just asking people to, you know, look through their files, because we have such a unique and diverse community that we want to be sure that we cover the entire community, north, south, east, west, and cover the whole 100 years. So just asking people to go and look for those photographs, then we can create a really nice book.
Coffee table type book?
Kind of coffee table type book. You know, obviously the older pictures will be black and white, newer stuff will be color, so it'll be a mixture of both.
What's the best way for people to get you the photos?
If you have the ability at home to scan it, we ask you to scan it, and you can go online, celebratestewart.org. There's a tab that says photos. There's a process you can go through to upload it that way. If you don't have the ability to scan it, city staff will help you scan those in. You can also email us at info@celebratestewart.org, and we'll be happy to put you in touch with the city in order for them to scan those in for you.
Is there anything special or anyone special, maybe some famous or infamous visitor that you're really craving to get in the book?
Well, Adrian Moore mentioned, who's local historian as well, that Charles Carrault was here at one point at Confusion Corner. So, I mean, I would love to get a picture of that. So different things of that. I mean, we've had various celebrities that have come through town that, you know, we'd love to if you have those. But our local residents are celebrities too to us. So anything that people find is creative and unique, we'd love to have.
And we're actually coming up to the end of the 100 days. You'd like the photos by August 20th?
Yes, that's correct. Like I said, we've been doing this for a couple months now. So August 20th is our deadline, so we can get everything together, because we want it out by Christmas time. So we just ask that you kind of take a moment, slow summertime, go in there, you know, either look in your old digital files, or if you need to help scanning them, like I said, contact us, and we'd be more than happy to help you submit your photographs.
I'm speaking today with Mary Hutchinson, chair of the Stewart Centennial Committee. Now, the actual celebration is until May of next year. Have you planned out what you're going to be doing?
We do have some events tentatively planned. We kind of have a schedule out, and we'll be adding more as we go. May 3rd through 10th is the big week, because it falls on the 7th. We'll be kind of having a week of celebration. So from the 3rd to the 10th, there'll be various events and a big party going on that has yet to be completely planned out. We're in the beginning phases of that. And like I said, we'll be adding other community events to the calendar as we go. So we're just kind of right now in the beginning planning stages. So you can always check out the website, which is celebratestewart.org, to get an update on where we are. And we also are Facebooking too. We're just excited to be celebrating Stewart and its people. The Stewart Centennial is to be celebrating our past, but looking forward to an exciting new future for our town. And if you have any questions or you have any ideas of things that you'd like to do, this is a community event. So just contact us at info@celebratestewart.org. We need volunteers. We need help to make it a great community event. And we appreciate everybody's support and WQCS's support in allowing us to be here today to talk about it.
I've been speaking today with Mary Hutchinson, chair of the Stewart Centennial Committee. If you'd like more information on 100 photos in 100 days, you'll find a link on our website, WQCS.org. Mary, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks a lot.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.